Well, the biggest catch of the trip didn't come from what we had worked on the hardest. No, that lesson, though, changed everything. Discover what it means to join God exactly where He's already at work on this episode of Outdoors with Sean Merrill.
Look at these fish. Look how big that dude is. What a pile of fish.
Well, we've just returned from our annual fishing trip to Table Rock Lake. And boy, let me tell you what, we caught the fish this time. I don't know if you've caught the episodes the past couple of years when we went up there and did our annual fishing trip, but man, the challenges we've had. The first year we went to 2 years ago, I guess it would be. Anyway, the whole time, from the second we got there till the day we left, we were in the middle of torrential downpours of rain, lightning, tornadoes in the area. I mean, it was just, we had to pull over so many times to get, because the boat was just, wakes were coming over in the fishing boat, and so it was quite the challenge. And then last year, we had received so much rain, we had good weather, but literally the lake was up 10 to 12 to 15 feet higher than it normally was, so finding the fish was just crazy hard. This year, we hit it just right. And I'm telling you what, we caught some fish. And also, if you saw in episodes of the past, that we take floats with us, right? We like to fish with our floats because 2 years ago, we made some very fancy floats. I'm talking about real fancy. Put a lot of money into them, a lot of hardware, and a lot of work. Because when I was a kid and we would go fishing, we would just take 2 liter jugs and tie the trot line on the end of it and the weight and the hook, and that's what we used. Our old milk jugs, you know, screw on the cap. And they worked. They worked. They work well. They still work well. But we decided to get a little fancy and we made some really nice floats. Took PVC pipe, put spray foam in them, capped them on each end, put a pool noodle, you know, in the middle, a colored pool noodle. They're about this long, and put hardware on there and made some really fancy floats. Now, the first year we went, even in all that rain, we still caught a few fish. The next year, we didn't catch as many, but we tried a trot line last year and ended up catching quite a bit of fish on that trot line, but not like this time. But this time when we went, we wanted to use our floats, right? We put so much time into these floats and we just like using them. But you know what? The first night we put out all of our floats. I think we put out about 40 floats and we put out a trot line, okay? And so the next morning, we run our floats and the water was perfect. The weather was good. But we ran our floats and we caught one fish. But when we got to that trot line, we pulled in, I think we had like 10 fish on that trot line. And so what does that tell you? The floats didn't work, did they? No, the trot line was where it was at. But still in our mind, we wanted to use the floats. We brought them, we worked on them, we wanted to use them, but it don't make sense, right? So what do? We got some more trot lines. We put out more trot lines and we didn't put out the floats, and boy, we loaded up. We loaded the boat with those fish. So. Hey, I tell you what, I am glad that we stuck with those trot lines. Hey, even if we had spent hours working on these floats, why put out more floats? Just didn't make sense. We needed to go with what was working. Do you realize that's exactly what God wants us to do? God is always at work. Look at these verses in John chapter 5. Jesus responded to the religious leaders and said, "My Father is still working, and I am working also." Jesus replied, "Truly I tell you, the Son is not able to do anything on His own, but only what He sees the Father doing. For whatsoever the Father does, the Son likewise does these things. For the Father loves the Son and shows Him everything He is doing, and He will show Him greater works than these, so that you will be amazed." In the book Experiencing God, which is a great book, by the way, by Henry Blackaby, he states, "Watch to see where God is working and then join Him. too often we want to come up with our own plans, don't we? Our own way of doing things. Our ideas we think that are amazing, but they fail to produce results. But if we look to see where God is working and then join Him, the end result is far more incredible than we could ever imagine. In Ephesians 3, 20 through 21, it says, "Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to Him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen." God has a big plan. His mission is to redeem mankind back to Himself from the sin of this world. When we come to faith in Christ, we have the privilege of having a personal relationship with Jesus and an invitation to join God on His mission. Do you want to know more about our purpose in this life? Simply go to follow.lifeword.org and discover more about being a follower of Jesus. Hey, if you love the outdoors and want to see more shows like this one, follow LifeWord on social media or go to lifeword.org. Hey, I am so thankful we stuck with those trot lines because, whoo, like I was saying, we pulled in a boatload of fish during that fishing trip. Hey, I am Sean Merrill, and I'll see you next time right out here where I love it, in the great outdoors.
Oh, my goodness. That is a toad right there. That's a big old flathead. That's a big one. Look at that bruiser. Mm-hmm.